Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Mike McMullen, President of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. I want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July and hope you have a wonderful weekend. That's apart from some of this oppressive heat that we've had here as of recently. So please enjoy and don't forget, shop American, shop local. How's that for a nice little tie-in? Keep your money local. Go to our website, carrollcountychamber.org. You'll find about 650 local businesses. These are the folks who sponsor your kids' Little League teams and the fundraisers for the nonprofits and pay a lot of taxes that go to things like law enforcement and the schools. So they are the ones we should be supporting whenever humanly possible. So you can find them all on our website at carrollcountychamber.org, along with all of our events. I want to thank WTTR for letting me come to you every week with this little show, bringing on one of our members. And I'm happy to have with me a member who helps to coordinate, actually does almost all the work involved in the Carroll Biz Challenge. And that's my friends from 127 Creative, Mr. Steve Lowe and Miss Kim Harbison. Hey guys, how are you?
We're doing great. Good. Good morning, Mike.
It's good to have you guys on the show. And Kim, your last name, to my understanding, is going to be changing sometime in the fall or something like that, right?
Yes, it is.
I think we're going to have a Mr. and Mrs. Lowe working on the Carroll Biz Challenge.
It's not going to be Mr. and Mrs. Harbison. I mean,
I think we should make it Mr. and Mrs. Harbison.
I think so too. That's a much classier name. You know, I like that.
It's a lot less work for me. I don't have to change everything.
Right.
All right. Well, it's official now. People are hearing it on the radio. But I do want to say congratulations. Anything that happens on this show, people can take to the bank. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
So anyways, congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, just hope you could be there to sing for our
wedding. I know. I'm on vacation. Sorry. I'm going on vacation.
Just give us a quick little sample of what you would sing if you were there.
Yeah.
You should. You're on the radio, Mike. Come on.
Oh, my. You fill up my senses like a night in a forest. That's all you're going to get. So
that's fantastic.
See, this is pretty funny. We're doing this show and it's like folks are getting a little peek into our lives here. All right. But what I really want to do, aside from saying congratulations, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about the Carroll Biz Challenge, because it is amazing that we do it. And Steve, you've been involved in this almost since the very beginning, if not from the very start. Steve,
I've been a part of every one of them in one way or another.
Yeah. So in a nutshell, tell people if they've never been a part of it or never seen it or never heard about it, what is the Carroll Biz Challenge?
Well, in my opinion, it's the coolest thing that happens in Carroll County every year. It is this business startup competition charged with entrepreneurial energy, where dozens of people apply to be contestants. Five are chosen to compete and pitch their new business ideas at the live event, where they stand before a panel of judges and a live audience. They give us their 5-minute pitch, they're grilled by the judges, and somebody walks away with a pretty significant grand prize. It's kind of like if Shark Tank and American Idol got together and had a baby, but it was totally local, that would be the Carroll Biz Challenge.
It's a good way to explain it. And you know, it's kind of interesting because I've seen a lot of events come and go, and I've seen a lot of events come and people take part in it, maybe because they feel like they have to. This event has been running for quite a long time and it's picking up speed and steam all the time. How many years, Steve? This is a special one for us, right?
This is the decade, man. This is the 10th annual Carroll Biz Challenge. And we're setting records all over with the number of contestants, with the grand prize, the cash prize piece, the grand prize piece, the number of prizes. It's outrageous.
It is. You know what? It just occurred to me. We're going to have Kim talk here for a second, but in 10 years from now, you guys will be selling your 10. You guys will be actually having your 10-year anniversary, and we'll be having our 20-year anniversary for the Biz Challenge. How about that?
Will you be able to make it to our 10-year anniversary?
I'll sing to you in that one. If I still have any kind of a voice, I'll be there and I'll sing. All right, so Kim.
How old will you be?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, how old will you be then?
Oh, God, I'll be 71 years old. I'll be like, you fill up my hand without any teeth. It'll be pretty bad. That's all I can say. All right, Kim, we want to hear from you now. Kim, tell us a little bit about 127 Creative, because you guys do a lot of great work. We bring you on to do a lot of work for us. You're always there to fill in for little things or for big things for us. And I'm just so impressed with you guys. And I think most of it, don't tell everybody, is because of you, Kim, not because of Steve. But I'm not going to say that out. I don't want the whole world to hear that. But tell me a little bit about what does 127 Creative do, and how can people get a hold of you if they want to?
Well, basically, 127 Creative creates and communicates everything from stuff that you normally think about, like website, print, billboards, to things you might not think about, social media, Google ads, reputation management, things like that. We even wrote a jingle once, and we wrote, performed, and produced it. So,
and that was for, wasn't that for the Carol Caruana, yeah.
Carry out.
That was, yes, a great jingle. I love that. That was great. So how do
basically
people,
how do they get in touch with you? Brand, website, 127creative.com.
There you go.
Would probably be the best way.
And they can also go to the Chamber's website. You guys are listed there. They can call me. Anybody want to get in touch with these guys, call me on my cell phone, 410-977-3111. I'll hook you up and I'll tell you why you should be working with them. So that's our little commercial for 127 Creative. You guys are awesome. And you guys produce the Biz Challenge. So Steve, let's go back to, how many applicants do we have for the Biz Challenge this year? We set a record, right?
Yeah, it's a record setting, 53 applicants. That means 53 budding entrepreneurs right here in Carroll County, Maryland have applied and entered the Carroll Biz Challenge. I think the highest we've ever seen before is 47. So, I mean, here we are coming out of COVID and 53 local entrepreneurs want to start something new.
And there's some really good ideas.
There are.
It's going to be hard to choose just five.
Yeah, I mean, 53.
I've already chosen mine, but
I know. Yeah,
not
yeah.
My decision.
No, there's a whole board of people that votes on these, and that's how we get to the top five.
And they're doing it right now, like right now as we speak.
Yep.
I can't disclose what the scores are, but right now as we speak, several local scoring folks are trying to figure this out.
So,
and
Steve,
we will be announcing the winners.
Steve, anybody out there who is listening, where can they go to read up on all of the actual fit? Of all of the people who have applied, because they can go to the actual website, right?
Right. CarrollBizChallenge.com. They're all listed. There's a summary of each one. If they submitted a pitch video, you can see that. If they have a website, you can see that. And all 53 are listed right there on the website.
All right. Just to give folks a little tease, could you give me a couple examples of some of the people who've pitched or who've actually sent their applications in this year? Because I find it very cool that you don't have to be a tech company. You don't have to be any kind of anything. You just have to be somebody that wants to go into business for yourself. Any category is eligible.
Well, my favorite applicant so far is the mobile axe throwing.
Moving targets.
Yeah, moving targets, it's called. It's a cool idea.
Wow. Now, I guess, Steve, if I were you, I'd be a little concerned about that if she wants to hone her axe throwing skills.
For Kim to throw, she doesn't need an axe to kill me. She could kill me with her bare hands in about a second.
All right, okay.
But yeah, there's a variety. As always, there's a variety. I like the axe, the moving targets, axe throwing. Somebody else, they created basically a cooking robot for your kitchen.
I find it funny that I like the axes and you like the cooking thing.
I like the axes too. I mean, you know. But you, like you said, Mike, there are no limits on the types of businesses, the different categories. It could be for-profit, nonprofit. We've got several nonprofit this year who I think could make some significant differences in the communities that they're starting up in. It's really cool.
It's a great process. It's a great event. And the date of the event, do you have that date, Steve, when it's going to happen?
August 26th. August 26th, 2021, at the Carroll Arts Center right on Main Street in Westminster. I will probably sell it out, so get your tickets. You can go to the CarrollBizChallenge.com for tickets as well, and it's going to be a great show, man.
Yeah, the Carroll Arts Center is a great place to have it.
Oh, I love having it there. I think we've had it there for maybe the past 6 or 7 years straight at least. It's a great place. Now, we're currently hoping to have it live. That's the plan. As long as this whole COVID thing doesn't do a slip back. I'm hoping that that's in the rear view mirror right now, and that we'll be able to have it live. But if we are, we'll be able to have almost 200 folks in there. So now, for people that can't get in, if you know, if and when it actually fills up, it is going to be streamed live by our friends from the Community Media Center for that day, and they'll stream it on Comcast 1086, Channel 19, on their Facebook page, their website, their YouTube. It'll be all over the place. And Steve, the people watching from home can participate a little bit, because I want to get into the prizes right now. Explain how the folks that will watch from home can get involved in this.
Yeah, well, in addition to the epic, unprecedented grand prize, which includes $10,000 cash plus thousands more in other valuable prizes. By the way, the total of that is over $33,000 total for the grand prize. That'll be picked by the four judges live. But then there is the all, every year we have a people's board, and anybody that's present there at the Art Center or watching online will be able to cast their vote for who they think should win the $1,000 People's Choice Award. And we'll do all that electronically, and we'll pop up the how to vote and all that information during the live stream, during the live event. But everybody that's watching or there can vote for that. And it's possible that the same contestant could walk away with the huge grand prize as well as $1,000. That's happened twice.
It's happened
in
twice.
Biz Challenge history. But that's all in the hands of the audience.
And Steve, real fast, we have a new award for this year that we're going to give a little tryout to. Would you explain that one?
Yeah. So the United Way is sponsoring the Game Changer Award, and that's another $1,000. And here's what's cool about that is that is going to go to one of the 53 applicants, not necessarily one of the five finalists.
Yep.
They have a board, a committee that's going to pick who they think out of all 53 are going to make the biggest difference in their community. Again, could be for profit, could be nonprofit. And that award will also be announced and presented on August 26th.
Thank you. And Steve, when will we be announcing the five that are going to compete at the live event?
So that will be sometime in mid to late July.
Okay, great. All right, guys, we are getting close to the end, but I was going to ask you both, if you could, in like 45 seconds or less, tell me, in your opinion, what makes this event so unbelievably awesome? And Steve, I'll go with you first.
Well, I love startups of any kind. I love business. I love new ideas. They make me feel alive. And it's just such a cool, all of those things come together in this singular event. And the live finale itself, like I said, it's charged with this startup entrepreneurial electricity. And it's a lot of fun. The variety is always really intriguing. And I mean, where else do you go around here to see a live show like this, where literally tens of thousands of dollars is given away? It's fantastic.
Thank you. Kim, now you've only got 30 seconds, because he took some of your time.
He pretty much said everything I was going to say, but the live event, I mean, the space is great. There's a happy hour beforehand, and there's food and drink, and it's fun. And you, I don't know, especially after COVID, you get to be around a lot of people and see friends that you might not have seen in a long time. And not only that, you get to see like five people standing up there getting grilled by these judges, and it's nerve wracking, and you can feel their nervous energy, but then it's exciting when the prize is announced, and you get to be a part of it with the People's Choice Award. There's just nothing quite like it.
And there's usually a very attractive blonde running things on the stage down below.
Yeah. And she's a whole lot better than you, Mr. Lowe. Listen, hey guys, we're out of time. I want to thank you for being on the show and for being a part of the Carol Biz Challenge. And I think you guys are one of the main things that make it so amazing. So thank you for being on the show today. Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Let's do this.
All right. If you just now tuned in and missed this, don't worry. It'll be up on our website on Monday. You can tune in carolcountychamber.org for this show, for all past shows, for all of our members. So check us out. Again, carolcountychamber.org, or you can call us at 410-848-9050. If you happen to be strolling around beautiful downtown Westminster, maybe stopping off at Julia Nova's Italian and Grocery to get one of his great hoagies. We're right next door at 9 East Main Street. So thank you so much for listening to something special today with family or friends, and God bless.